our feet and shout amen. Rise to your feet, rise to your feet, rise to your feet. Let's shout in threefold, amen. Want to go?
Amen, amen, amen.
Let's shout it again three times. One, two, go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I have one song in my spirit, and then we'll go straight to the ministry of the word. It's going to be a great day today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sing it.
Break forth,
Dry bones shall rise again. with me, shout amen.
Amen.
All the dry bones in your life are coming alive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Dry bones shall rise. The Lord Jehovah is able to revive. He's more than able. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Tell somebody, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again.
She's across. Nekeno kazi tepil. Grestufa shiny bitam bitom bribidi jijikizo fofo sosofo so krada kra gaga dije titivanti tumis dopopteri na kratu jizanti tivala minon kokoza kai lezikri dapa tapaha ta 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 pa ha 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 ha. Oh, shake, ha 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 ha. Thank you Jesus. I feel an overwhelming sense of the presence of God. Please, if there is an interpretation to those tongues, those diverse tongues, please go ahead and speak forth. Hallelujah. Thank you Jesus.
I name my spirit, beautiful feet for beautiful gates. Beautiful feet for beautiful gates. I am beautifying your feet that you might walk upon the beautiful gates. The lame will walk, the blind will see, the sick will be healed, the dead will rise again because of the beautiful feet for the beautiful feet is being beautified for the beautiful gate.
Yes,
for I am beautifying your feet. I am beautifying your feet. I am administering to you the beautiful feet for the gospel of peace. And the gospel of peace will bring about life even to the dead. The dead will hear the gospel and will live again. The sick will hear this gospel and the sick will be healed. The lame will hear this gospel and the lame will walk. The deaf will hear this gospel and the deaf will hear. The blind will hear this gospel and the blind will see. For beautiful feet is for beautiful gates. Say the word of the Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is not done. The Lord is not done.
Shouts of joy and victory shall continually be carried in my camp. Shouts of joy and victory shall continually be carried in my camp. Laughter.
Where there has been weeping, where there has been mourning, laughter. I will give laughter. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh at the schemes of the enemy. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will laugh. You will feel a bubbling in your spirit. You will laugh. You will laugh. For shouts of joy and victory must be heard in my camp, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we welcome your presence into this place afresh.
Amen.
And we receive those words.
Amen.
We receive those words.
Amen.
We receive those words.
Jesus.
We receive those words. You are beautifying our feet. You are beautifying our feet. You are giving life. Thank you, for you have put laughter in our mouth.
Jesus.
It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. It says, then was our tongue filled with laughter. Thank you, because you have filled the tongue of everyone with laughter.
Amen.
Thank you, because the tongues of everyone in this congregation is filled with laughter. Yes, because he that is seated in the heavens shall laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise for your mighty presence amongst us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be God. Let's turn in our Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 14. Very quickly, it's the first thing coming to my spirit now. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, okay, verse 14. Or oh, verse 4, sorry, my apologies. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Oh, glory to God. Let us read that together. One to go. I know the presence of God has made you sober. Even me too, I'm feeling some way, but I want you to proclaim it with more power as you are enabled. One, two, go.
Where
the word of the king is, there is what? Power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? One more time, one, two, go. Where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto me, what doest thou? Glory to God. Who is the King? The Lord Jesus Christ. When he speaks his word, there is power. And no man or no devil can question his word. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Let's now turn in our Bibles to Ezekiel 37. As I just felt in my heart to read that. Today, the message in my spirit is, I don't really know how to give message titles, but if you want to write something there, I'll call it simple. The Valley of Dry Bones. The Valley of Dry Bones. How many of us know that story, that vision? If you know it, just lift up your hand. The Valley of Dry Bones. These are the days of Ezekiel. The dry bones becoming as flesh as a story. Let's turn there quickly. Marco Taba. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37. We're going to read from verse 1 up to verse 14. From verse 1 to verse 14. Just follow this story very quickly. We're going to read it together from verse 1 to verse 14. All right? 1, 2, go. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Ooh. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Please follow. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded me, and breath came into them. And they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. And we say,
amen.
Let's continue. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole of the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you to the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place in you. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Verse 14. That 13 or 14? Oh, praise God. Let's shout amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that amen, Chidera. All right, verse 1. Did we follow that story? All right. I'm going to begin to minister as the Lord gives me utterance. Father, I receive grace for ministry. I am sensitive to your spirit. I am sensitive to the anointing. Take a hold of this tongue of clay and minister to your people.
Amen.
I release myself for ministry.
Amen.
We together trust you.
Amen.
For your word to comfort with great grace and power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We take a hold of this whole atmosphere and saturate it with the fire of Jehovah. And bind unclean spirits, bind demon spirits, bind distracting spirits, flying fowls, creeping things. We bind you. The name of Jesus. Spirits that distract when the word is going on. Spirits that cause the minds of men to wander. I command you to get out of this place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. You see, the hand of God is actually supposed to be God's anointing or God's spirit coming upon a man, typically to fulfill ministry. Or the hand of God comes upon a man to do the undoable, to do the supernatural. The hand of God comes upon a man to fulfill several purposes. In fact, the hand of God is a synonym for the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord came upon me. Or the anointing came upon me. So the hand of the Lord is a synonym for the Spirit of the Lord. But you see a condition here. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down where? In the midst of a valley. And he says the valley was full of bones. A valley is a down condition. A valley is a con. In fact, he says it there. Down in the midst of the valley. God's hand took a hold of Ezekiel and he brought him down to the valley. And a valley condition is also a condition of mourning. Zechariah chapter 12 makes it clear from verse 6 or verse 7. Speaks about the valley condition where there is mourning. Just follow me. Valley condition where there is mourning. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 11. He says, in that day there shall be a great mourning as in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadarimon in the valley of Megiddo. It's a valley condition. It's a down condition. It's a low condition. A condition of, I would say, uncertainty. You are confused. A condition that is low. And you wonder, why am I here? Is it God that brought me here? It says here, the hand of the Lord took Ezekiel and brought him down to the valley. It was God that took him there. And the valley was full of bones. Let's read verse 2 together. One, two, go. And caused me to pass by round about them. And lo, they were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Now look at verse 2. It says, God took Ezekiel and he brought him to the valley. And verse 2, when I picture it, is very interesting. He said he took Ezekiel and allowed him to pass. And he saw bones everywhere, scattered everywhere. You see his skull here. You see these ribs broken on this side. You see the fibula that they call it. The different fingers scattered everywhere in an open valley. And he says that the bones were very dry. That's a condition of hopelessness. It's a condition of the grave. It's a condition of death. Let's read verse 12. Yes. Ezekiel 37, verse 11. To further buttress that point. Follow me. It says, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. and we are cut off from our paths. Mind you, it was God's hand that brought him there. He says, there are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, but before us, there is an open door. So some certain times in life, God takes you through circumstances that are down. God brings you to circumstances that are hopeless. And he took the prophet Ezekiel and allowed him to pass the open valley where there were bones scattered everywhere. They were not just bones, but they were very dry. I like the way verse 2 puts it. It says, and lo, at the last part, they were very dry. Verse 2. Let's read this part together. I want to go. And lo, they were very what?
Dry.
It's a hopeless condition. A condition of uncertainty. You are confused. Why is this going on in my life? Why is this happening to me? That was where the hand of the Lord brought Ezekiel. Verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? What kind of a question is that? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. What kind of a question is that? God brought the prophet, and he brought the prophet to an open valley, bones scattered everywhere, and God allowed him to pass through the condition. Say, look at this call. It has been here for 1,000 years. Oh yeah, come. Look at this finger. Oh, this finger has been here for 4,000 years. And he brought him, allowed him to pass round the open valley. And as he passed round the open valley, then God asked him a question. He said, son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel had no answer. See, if you are not sure, don't speak unbelief. I like what the prophet said. He knew that, okay, this condition, I really don't know. But it's only you that knows. I like his answer. Can these bones live, son of man? I say, God, I don't know. Only you know. Only you know what you can do. I don't know what I know. Just leave it. Why are you asking me? Verse 4. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these dry bones and say unto them, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ha! O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Because where the word of the king is, there is what?
Power.
Prophesy upon these dry bones. And I decree to you, brethren, all the things that represent dry bones in your life are coming alive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said they were very dry. It doesn't matter the condition that you have found yourself in. The condition of hopelessness. It doesn't matter the condition that you have found yourself in. A condition of uncertainty. And the hand of the Lord has brought you there. God does these things many times to show his glory.
Oh, yes.
To show his power.
Yes.
Lazarus, for example. Look at Lazarus. The Bible said, Jesus said in John 11 verse 4, this sickness is not unto death, but that the glory of God might be manifest. And it was interesting. They called him, said, Jesus. See, the man who you love is dead. And Jesus abode deliberately in the place where he was for 2 days to allow Lazarus to die, to allow Lazarus to get rotten. Yes. He allowed Lazarus to begin to stink. Yes. He allowed Lazarus' condition to be hopeless. Such that it will not be that in medicine, he said they administer drugs to you, they give you medication, and at the end of the day, we say it was God that healed you, you know. And medicine can say, it was because of the drugs. No, the Lord allowed the condition to be hopeless. There is no drug that you can give to a dead man to rise from the dead. He's dead, he's dead. BP gone. And the Lord did not just allow him to die, he allowed him to stay there for 4 days dead. That was Jesus. Look at verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, although Lazarus died, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby."
Hallelujah.
Your condition, the Lord's glory will be revealed through it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord allows conditions to get useless. The Lord allows conditions to get low so he can reveal and manifest his glory. He says, "Lo, they were very dry." They were very dry. They were very dry. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37. We are cruising. We are moving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 4. Again he said, "Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Prophecy, I will have to explain this, in Hebrew, is the word naba. It actually means two things. Number one is to speak by divine inspiration. Please write it if you can. And number two is to sing by divine inspiration. To speak naba by divine inspiration and to sing by divine inspiration. You can prophesy by singing. You can prophesy by speaking. Have you ever seen this scripture before in Isaiah 54? "Sing, O ye barren, that this not bear. Break forth." Isaiah 54. Let's go there very quickly. I'll take a very quick example before I begin to fly. Is Isaiah 54. This is the story of Sarah. Sarah was 99 years old. Sarah was 99 years old and she was barren. Barren. The Lord allowed that to happen. Barrenness for 99 years. Medically speaking, there is nothing that can be done. A woman typically crosses menopause at 40, 45, 50. So after that, you don't experience that time of the month anymore, you know. But here was Sarah. Sarah was 99 years old. She had no business even living. And the Lord gave them a promise that you will have a child. That's a valley of dry bones. That's a dry condition. Lo, they were very dry. Say after me, say, "Lo, they were very dry." But the Lord told her to prophesy, because the word naba means to speak and it means to sing by divine inspiration. Verse 1, let's read it together. One, two, go. "Sing, O barren, that this not bear." How can you be singing when you are barren? Say, "Sing, O barren." And you are singing because you have not brought forth child. The Lord will give you a song in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Even in the midst of the condition of darkness, God will give you a song. In the name of Jesus. "Sing, O barren, that thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord." Verse 2. Let's read it through. Verse 2. "Enlarge the place of thy tents, and let them stretch forth thy curtains." Oh, glory to God. "Of thy habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes." Verse 3. "For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." And we say,
amen.
Naba. Say naba.
Naba.
To sing by divine inspiration.
Yes.
Naba.
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 Naba. Naba, to sing by divine inspiration and to speak by divine inspiration. When the Lord gives you a song, it is a form of prophecy, especially when it is inspired by an experience. Look at the prophecy of Hannah. in 1 Samuel chapter 2. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. I rejoice in thy salvation. Verse, and then the second one says, there is none holy as our God. There is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as our God. This was inspired of the Spirit. How many of you have received a song in the midst of crisis? That's it. It's prophecy. Prophecy. When the Lord puts that song in your mouth, He's telling you to prophesy to those dry bones, to speak and to sing by divine inspiration. Brethren, the Lord will loose your tongue.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. Verse 4 says, and again he said unto me, prophesy upon these dry bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Your condition can hear God's word. Your situation can hear God's word. Your body can respond to God's word. Hallelujah. Don't sit mute. Prophesy to those dry bones. Speak to them. Verse 5, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Now, this was what God was telling the prophet Ezekiel to say, to sing and to speak. Verse 5, it says, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. This was what God was saying he was going to do. In the midst of bones that were scattered abroad in an open valley with the skulls everywhere, head here, legs there, ribs there, God told Ezekiel to speak and prophesy in verse 5. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and breathe in you, and ye shall live. And why? And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. Bone will come to bone in the name of Jesus. He said, as he spoke the word of God, there was a shaking. Let's read Psalm 29. Psalms 29. Psalms 29. Psalms 29. The voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunder it. Hallelujah. Psalm 29 from verse 1 to 11. Let's rise to our feet and read it together. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord. As I prophesied, there was a shaking and there was a noise. And the bone that was here and the bone, all of them came together. Because the voice of the Lord is full of power. Verse 1 to the end. One to go. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the water. The waters are the church, the people. Continue. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars. Cedars of Lebanon are hard conditions, stubborn problems that are refusing to bend. But by the word of the Lord, those cedars are going down today. In the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The things that you have struggled with, all the contentions that you've had, all the struggles that you've had, whatever they call themselves, be it sickness on your body, today, by the word of the Lord, they are going down. In the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. They go down. They take rooting down. Struggles. Pornography is a cedar of Lebanon. Yeah. Masturbation is a cedar of Lebanon. But anybody under that influence today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the stranglehold of those demons. In the name of Jesus. Financial hardship. Financial hardship, yes, is a cedar of Lebanon. You walk and walk to no avail. But today, the voice of the Lord is breaking that condition. It's coming down. In the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Woo!
Glory.
Woo! It breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Verse 6. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Siron like a young unicorn. Continue. The voice of the Lord defied the flames of fire. Woo! Verse 8. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh what? The wilderness of God. There is a shaking.
Hallelujah.
There is a shaking coming in your life. In the name of Jesus. There is a shaking coming in your life. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9.
The
voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf and discovereth the forest. Calves can be pregnant. The hinds can be pregnant for a long time. For a long time. For a very long time. But immediately there is a thundering. Immediately there is a bringing forth.
Hallelujah.
All the things that you have been pregnant with. All the things that are yet to materialize. All your visions. All your aspirations. That have been holding, that you have been holding for a long time. The voice of the Lord is bringing them forth today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It makes the hinds to calve.
Yes.
My little children of whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. Character flaws could be for many of us. You have been struggling. You want to be whatever it is. Patience. You know. But God is saying when he speaks. When he speaks. When the Lord utters his word, there will be a bringing forth. I decree to you in the name of Jesus, all the things that you have desired to bring forth, there shall be a bringing forth today. There shall be a bringing forth today. In the name of Jesus. Including those who are physically pregnant.
Hallelujah.
Runner, you shall bring forth. In the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of the Lord will bring forth that child.
Amen.
He's coming with power.
Amen.
He's coming with power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 9. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discover the forest. And in his temple that everyone speak of his glory. Verse 10. The Lord seated upon the floor. Yea, the Lord seated king forever. The Lord is sitting upon this congregation. He's sitting as king forever. I don't care what any spirit has said. I don't care what any devil has said. Devils know how to make mouths. It doesn't matter. Once he has spoken. Twice we have heard. All power belongs to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Verse 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And we say,
amen.
You can sit down. Glory to God. Aya. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Prophesy upon these dry bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Woo. I feel an unction to decree. Hear the word of the Lord. Spirits can hear me. Hear the word of the Lord. Whatever that condition is, whatever that long-standing condition is, whatever that sickness that the devil has placed on your body is, whatever that hardship is, whatever that servitude is, whatever that condition is, in the name of Jesus, they are going down. They are going down. They are going down. They are going down. The name of Jesus. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I speak life to you. I speak life to that condition of death. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's go back to Ezekiel 37. Something is happening in this place. Ezekiel 37. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. When the Lord says speak to the dry bones, it's not your business how you do it. It's not your business how you do it. He just tells you, prophesy. Take the scriptures and prophesy to that condition.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy. You can experience them dry bones in any condition of your life. You can experience dry bones. The Lord told me to do something. I did it. He told me to invest in something. And I invested in it. And Chika, the car business, for example. Now, I didn't understand what was going on. You have one car, and my contemporaries, all those other guys, Chika, William, they say, I sold 4 cars this week. I sold 5 cars this week. William and Chika. And for almost 3 weeks, that car is still sitting down there. That's a dry bone. That's a dry bone. That's a dry bone, Eli. And I stood in my room and said, hey, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Yes. Prophesy. Prophesy to these dry bones. Prophesy to these dry bones. And immediately there was a shift. There was a turning around. Prophesy. Prophesy. Speak. And sing to that condition. The 7 says, so I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Ooh, glory to God. If a rib was here, and the other part of the rib was at the other end, that one will come, connect together. If the leg that was broken there was at the other side, they connect together, and bone came to his bone. But the Lord just instructs you to speak. It's not your business how you do it. Because our God is a God of miracles. He's a God of miracle. What is a miracle? At every Catherine Kuhlman said, as long as you are a man or a woman on the earth, one day you are going to need a miracle. That is, if you get to a condition in life where you know your hands pass this one. Yes. That's what Catherine Kuhlman said. As long as you are a human being on the earth, one day you will need a miracle. The world needs a miracle now. COVID-19 has slammed them down. Yes. But we are not afraid. Glory to God.
We are
serving a God of miracles.
I know. Yes, I know. I am serving a God.
Do you know?
Miracle.
You watch miracles. It's not a fable.
It's the Alpha and the working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
To me, give me that piano. The Lord does miracles.
He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Miracle worker.
He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Glory to God. It's a miracle. A miracle. A miracle that defies human understanding. A miracle to cause a dead man to rise up from the dead. A miracle to cause your business to be a spectacle in the eyes of men. People didn't say amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, if your business does not prosper, you can't do kingdom work.
That's true.
You'll be stifled. You need a miracle.
Amen.
A miracle. As long as you are a man, you will need a miracle. But we are not afraid. The Bible glory, says, glory, praise glory. The Lord in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts
glory.
Who divided the Red Sea and caused them to walk in dry ground. For his mercies endureth forever. That caused manna to fall from heaven. For his mercies endureth forever. I tell you, God has not changed. He's still doing miracles. And your life will be a miracle. In the eyes of men.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Verse 8. And when I beheld, after Ezekiel spoke, the sinews, that is flesh, and the flesh came up upon them. So first of all, as he said, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Immediately the skeletal structures came together. Mm-hmm. They came together, bone to bone. And there was a shaking, a thundering. And they came together. And then, right after that, flesh came upon them. Suddenly, you see the face of a very handsome man.
Yes.
Face of a very beautiful looking young lady. Flesh came upon them. And they stood. Verse 8. And skin covered them above. But what? But there was no breath in them. They needed a second touch. A second touch. Verse 9. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. The wind is the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Verse 10, so I prophesied. Let's read verse 10 together. I want to go. So I prophesied, and he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And we say,
amen.
From dry bones, lo, they were very dry, to an exceeding great army. That is a miracle. But you see here, Ezekiel spoke the word once, brought the bones together, brought the muscles together, but then they needed a second touch. Lazarus is an example of somebody that needed a second touch. The Bible says that when Jesus went there, he says he went and screamed with a loud voice. Ooh, whenever I see places like that, I picture it. See, many of us think Jesus was calm. On that great day of the feast, he stood up and cried with a loud voice. In another place, he went, met Lazarus, and he said, he lifted up his voice, and he said, Lazarus! That's a command. Come forth! And the Bible says, he that was dead. Very beautiful portion of scripture. He that was dead. He that was dead. Verse 44, let's read it together. One, two, go. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with great clothes, and his face
was bound about in
stop there. Now, this is Lazarus. The Lord issued a prophecy. Nabah. He spoke by divine inspiration, saying, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man, he that was dead. I don't think this is possible in human. He that was dead. That statement. He came forth. But there was something wrong. He said he came forth bound. Hand and foot with what?
Grave clothes.
Residues of the grave. Residues of death. But the Lord gave him a second touch. Let's read it. Jesus said unto them what? Loose him and let him go.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, many believers are in that condition. Yes, they are saved. We have been quickened from the dead. Spiritual death. But are still bound with grave clothes. Yes, you are still dallying and mingling with things that pertain to the grave. Yeah. Sickness is a grave cloth. Depression is a grave cloth. Fear is a grave cloth. Name them for me. Because we are going to judge them today. Fear is a grave cloth. You people don't know grave clothes. I like that. Unforgiveness is a grave clothes. Yeah. Pride is a grave cloth. He like killed that last Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anybody's wearing that, but it's gone. Pride is gone. Forever. Yeah. Anger is a grave cloth. Malice is a grave cloth. Lust is a grave cloth. Jealousy. Grave cloth. Hallelujah. Grave clothes. He that was dead came forth. So there are believers who are quickened from the dead. They are born again but are still bound hands and feet with grave clothes. A believer has no business with sickness. That's a grave cloth. But the Lord said unto them, Jesus said unto him, loose him. And let him go. Lose him.
Hallelujah.
And let him go. Lose him and let him go. All the things that tied you down, all the grave clothes that held you down, that stifled you. The Bible says Lazarus was bound hand and feet. He could not move, even though he was quickened from the dead. But he needed a second touch. He needed a second touch. Hallelujah. Yes. All the things that bound you, the grave clothes that held you down are falling off today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, behold, O people, I will open your grave. So it's a grave condition. And cause you to come out of your graves. And bring you into the land of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And we say,
Amen.
Verse 13, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your grave. Verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land.
Amen.
Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's rise to our feet. Glory to God. All the dry bones in your life. All the dry bones in your life. Thank you. Yes. Let's just begin to pray, because we are going to do some prayers right now. Today, dry bone conditions are giving way. Yes. Just commune with the Lord right now. The dry bone condition could be in any circumstance of your life. There is abundance of grace. Dry bones in your life, in your body, in your relationship, in your career. Dry bones in your spiritual walk with God. Dry bones. Dry bones. Say, hear the word of the Lord. We are going to pray today. And you are going to speak the word of God to those dry bones. Let's just pray in the spirit now for a few moments. The presence of God is with us. The presence of God is with us. The presence of God is with us. Just pray in the spirit now. I know the Lord is about to take away some long-standing conditions here. Just pray in the spirit, please. Please pray in the spirit. And be sensitive to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not a time to run about and walk about. I'm not necessarily done with the message. But it's time for the Holy Ghost. Just pray, just pray. Just pray in the spirit. Pray in response to the word. You are going to see a miracle. You are going to see a miracle. You are going to see an instant miracle. Yes, today. You are going to see a miracle. Just pray, just pray, just pray. Revamananta takala kribaba kata shala gaba. Presibe jebrosa tata kriya datate. Basha tata tata prada de malasiya provania. There are angels of God in this place. Angels are dispatched from heaven into this place. They are coming to restore. Yes, yes. Yes. Nondia, Tantama, just focus, just focus. Aya, Sizina, Tokono, Sidaba, Sidela Mama, 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 Sidela Mama,